This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is a regular meeting for Thursday, January 18th, 2024. It is 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time. And I believe that we have quorum. So, Nancy, would you call the roll, please?
Okay. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Allen, present. Cassane? Adriana Cassane?
Present.
Cassane, present. Can you all hear me okay? James Dingman?
I can't hear you okay.
You can't.
Just speak up. Hear you, I can hear you, but it's very faint.
Okay.
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you guys.
Okay. Dingman present. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. I'll come back. Fred Dodsworth.
I am here. Thank you.
Dodsworth present. Thank you. William Foster. Hi.
I saw him on the...
You're muted. Okay. I'll come back. Jan Goodman.
Here. But Goodman. Nancy is so faint. I mean, I'm putting it up so I can hear her, and then everybody else is yelling.
Is this better?
A little
I
bit.
I can hear you perfectly, Nancy. I don't know what's going on.
Huh. Okay.
All right, thank you. I'm here.
Okay. Goodman present. Sue Goodwin.
She's on the screen. I can see her on the screen.
No.
No.
It was. She had a pretty face on the screen. Yeah, it's Jan Goodman right there.
Goodwin.
Moved on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Frank. My apologies.
Okay. You're going to be the secretary now?
Would you like me to be?
Yeah.
Okay. So Heather, good one's connecting by audio.
Heather Gray.
Yeah.
Gray present. Thank you. Donna Grimes. I'll come back. Julie Hewitt.
I'm here.
Hewitt present. Avelia Jones.
Avelia told me she would try to make it, but she will definitely be late if she does make it.
Thank you. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Martinez, present. James McFadden.
Here.
McFadden, present. Darlene Pagano. Is she there?
Yes, I'm staying here.
Okay, I hear you now. Thank you. Pagano, present. Milo Reason.
Reason is present.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Rhodes is present. James Sagerton.
Here.
Sagerton present. Sharon Salam.
Here.
Salam is present. Aki Tanaka.
I'm here.
Tanaka present. Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Here.
Van Gunten present. Egberto Willis.
Here.
Willis present. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. William Foster.
Here.
Thank you. Will Foster present. Sue Goodwin.
Present.
Goodwin present. Donna Grimes. Avelia Jones. Okay. We have 19 present.
I move to excuse those who are absent.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion of the excusing the absences of those who are not here? And I say yet because I have an idea that at least some of the WPFW people are at a meeting that has not apparently ended yet. Yes, Adriana?
Yes, I have a motion that I want to add to the agenda to solve this issue that we didn't solve it during the whole year. Okay? I will not discuss it now because that's the way that we act, but we should do our jobs.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Chair?
Any other discussion of the motion to approve the absences of, excuse the absences of those who are not here? Teresa, you're muted.
Can you tell me again, Madam Chair, who these people are?
We got...
go ahead, Nancy.
Dixon Briggs, Grimes, and Jones.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. So let me try again. Are there any objections to the motion to excuse the absences of those who are not present at the moment? Hearing no objections, we will consider those absences excused. Fred jumped the gun there. I allowed it, but the next item on the agenda was reading the report out from the executive session of January 4th, 2024.
Chair, Sir Sean?
Yes, Sean.
Even that's jumping the gun. The secretary didn't finish reading the other people. Announced
right.
asking
you,
the other people.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
That's what I do.
Stephanie
Wells. Amen to that.
Stephanie Wells. Okay. Arthur Schwartz. Nancy Sorden. Present.
I expect that Arthur will join us for the closed session, and I expect that Stephanie will join us when there was a WPFW meeting that started an hour and 45 minutes ago, and I expect that's what's delaying Stephanie.
It is. So, and I'm sorry to interject, but I left the meeting early to attend this.
Gotcha. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Okay, so now I'll get to the report out. Thank you, Sean. The report out from the January 4th, 2024 meeting is that the PMB met in closed session very briefly to discuss more details about the disposition of the proceeds of the sale of the KPFK building. No decisions were made. Okay, so we already did excused absences. So the next item on the agenda of the preliminaries is identifying timekeepers. I need someone to keep time for people. Anyone?
I can do that.
Thank you, McFadden. And I need someone to keep time for items.
I can do that.
Thank you, Darlene. All right. So then the next item on the agenda is approval of the open portion of the agenda, which is itself a 5-minute item. And let me briefly go through the rest of the agenda. Item number 3 is approving minutes of open sessions. Item 4 is committee reports because we have something from the Strategic Planning Committee. Item 5 is the Executive Director Q&A. Item 6 is unfinished business. Item 7 is new business. I'm not sure there's any under either of those. Item 8 is a motion to move into executive session at a time certain of 9:45 p.m., which is an hour from now, but I think this is probably doable, or at least... it was according to the times that I had allotted to items on the agenda. So I'll move the agenda. Can I get a second, please?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Teresa. Any discussion of the agenda?
Yes, Madam Chair. Adriana, I have my hand up.
Yes, go ahead, Adriana.
I sent already the first motion. I ask for your cogent because, you know, I need to go back and forth from one to another, but I see that anybody can see it. And the motion is, I move that the PNB adopt a resolution to grant an excuse absence only to directors who requested it in writing before the meetings. I think that we can put it at the beginning. It's very easy, and we will solve the issue that we are discussing. And I put there for all of you to read the reason for that. I mean, my explanation for that. And I said that I have been advocating for this measure for the past year. It is a matter of respecting the other directors because quorum is based on committee membership, non-committee minus excuse absences.
So thank you, Adriana. We're not at this point. We're just putting it on the agenda, motivating and discussing the item itself. So I'm sure Adriana seeks a second for her motion. And actually, Adriana, her motion to amend the agenda, where would you put it on the agenda?
I said that I believe that at the beginning, because we can dispatch this very easy without much of the discussion.
I believe it's new business.
Second the motion.
We will have 2 hours discussing this instead of putting it there in 5 minutes.
Hang on. I still need to know where it goes. So you're putting it before approving minutes of the open session.
Well, we can do it after approving minutes. That's okay. We approve the minutes because it's important, and after that, that will be.
So you would say put it after approving minutes?
Yes.
Okay. And so I said that I was sure that Adriana seeks a second, and I heard Sharon second it. Discussion of Adriana's motion to amend the agenda. Go ahead, Teresa. I see your hand.
I think we must get into a habit of not allowing a motion, no matter what it is, to be put before all of our other business if it hasn't gone through coordinating committee. So I would say, even though Director Kasane thinks that it should be handled in 5 minutes, somehow our 5 minutes ends up being whatever. And we just have to start a habit of never, ever allowing motions to take priority over everything else. So I think it belongs in new business.
Thank you, Teresa. Adriana, I see your hand, but you've already spoken. Fred?
This item that Director Casanova has brought up was not on the agenda that was sent to me. And I think that this is a fairly fractious issue. I think that it's got, well, it is noted in the bylaws that people can miss 3 times without having an excuse before they have consequences. Historically, we have always done this, and I think that the last session of the old 2023 PNB is hardly the place for us to add new onerous restraints on our members who are not paid or not compensated or not given any benefits or advantages for being on this very difficult board. And I think that changing it at this stage of the game, and especially, frankly, I'm going to vote against it, but I think that putting it at the front of the agenda is rude and is really disrespectful of both the process and our
Vanessa?
So in terms of starting a new process, I think it would be wrong, unfair, rude, disrespectful to all of a sudden start a new process with the last meeting of this PNB that a director cannot introduce a motion. That's always been the practice. So if we want to start that with the new PNB, who will be seated next week, we can do that. I think it's really unjust to try to impose an unprecedented rule at practically the last meeting of this PNB. So I would support Adriana's initiative.
Did anybody else understand that?
Dingman, you're next. Go ahead, Dingman.
Look, I've always been in favor of being rather liberal in excusing people not being at these meetings in the interests of collegiality. And so I've always been opposed locally and nationally to start this habit of essentially a censorious, okay, you haven't shown up for three times, you're gone, you know, because I just think it gives the wrong vibe. You know, we're trying to deal with some very difficult issues. I personally think Adriana has the right to bring it up and argue that it should be discussed, but I don't agree it should be discussed until under new business. So I would vote against it. And I just think the collegiality issue is something to really seriously think about because, you know, people start paying attention to this and then like, okay, this person, three strikes, you're out type stuff. That, you know, I've listened to people do this for their own self-interest locally for years, and I'm opposed to this kind of measure. I think collegiality is very important to try to emulate as much as possible in this difficult situation that we're in to start with.
Next up is Beth.
First, I would point out that Adriana's process is completely consistent with the rules as they exist, as is cited within the agenda as sent today. Second, I would point out that in my 3 years on the PNB, there have been directors who have been consistently absent far more than they were present. And it impairs the ability of not just the PNB, but committees to get the work done when that's permitted. And third, I would say that Pacifica's policy on absences is both far more strict and far more loosey-goosey than most boards. And the way our bylaws have handled it means that it's effectively inherently politicized. If you can get enough people to vote for you, then you're excused. And if you can't, then you're not. And that should change. Thank you.
I will remind people that the only thing we're really discussing is the motion to amend, not the motion itself. Many of you are, you know, like falling into the should we vote yes or no on the motion, not where does it go on the agenda. All right. Let's see. We've already heard from Fred and Adriana. So this is your second chance, so you don't get as much time this time. Fred, go ahead, then Adriana. Fred.
Yeah, you know, I have only missed one meeting in the year that I've been on the PNB, and I have seen time after time after time that we do excuse the missed attendance of some of these people. And I point out that I think Jim Dingman's comment about collegiality is a really good one. And maybe this is a really good place to start actually treating each other collegially and not punitively and not like an angry parent. And so I really think that this is new business. I think it's business that should be taken up in the new business section if it's taken up at all. But frankly, I don't think that this last session of this session is any place to take up such a change.
Are you making a motion to amend, Fred?
Yes, I would move to amend it to the new business section of the agenda rather than first up. And I seek a second.
Reason second.
Seconds.
Okay. So I heard Myla first, so we'll count Myla as the second of the amendment to the amendment. So now the only thing you can discuss is Fred's amendment.
5 minutes is up.
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay, so the only thing that we can discuss is whether we need to extend time on approving the agenda or not.
Point of information?
What's the point of information?
I thought when the time was up, we either immediately moved to a vote or we push this off to the next meeting.
Well, we can go to a vote, but there are hands up, and so I was simply saying.
Call the question.
If we don't go to the vote, then someone has to put a motion on to extend discussion of this. But someone called the question. Was that Jan Goodman?
Jan, Madam Chair, Adriana, with a point of order. To call the question, you need to be the next one giving the floor. And you have a bunch of hands. Somebody need to raise their hand, and when they are called, they can call the question. That is the vital, is the Robert rule of order. But
we have an extended time.
Everyone else, stop right now. There's no extension of time here. So Adriana, are you making a motion to extend time? Your hand is up first.
Just vote.
What?
All right, then. So why are you objecting to someone calling the question? Please.
Because you don't get the floor illegally. That's why. I have my hand up, and I will answer all the questions.
Okay. Would you like to continue to waste the time of the body, or shall I just go to the vote?
It's up to you. You are the one that talks more.
Sharon, to the stack.
No, there's no stack anymore, Sharon. I'm so very sorry. Everyone took up all the time. And so we're going to a vote on, so the first thing we vote on, well, let me first ask, are there any objections to Fred's motion to amend, which would put Adriana's motion under new business?
Beth objects.
And Vanessa objects.
Good. Let's go to a roll call vote.
Yep. This is a good use of our time. Nancy, go ahead. Can you call the roll on, this is a roll call vote on Fred's amendment.
Can't hear Nancy. Calling roll.
Sorry. Lisa, could you mute, please, dear?
I'm waiting to vote.
Teresa Allen.
Yes to the amendment.
Allen votes yes. Adriana Casanave.
No.
Casanave votes no. James Dingman.
Yes.
Dingman, yes.
9 will work, but it's just a timing thing. It's so long. It's so far away.
You need to mute.
You have some
Continue, Nancy, please.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yeah.
No.
No. Fred Dodsworth.
Yes, please.
Dodsworth, yes. William Foster.
Yes.
Foster, yes. Dan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman, yes. Sue Goodwin?
Yes.
Goodwin, yes. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Gray, yes. Donna Grimes? Avelia Jones? Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Martinez, yes. James McFadden?
No.
McFadden, no. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Gano, no. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Reason, yes. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Rhodes abstains. James Sagerton?
Abstain.
Sagerton abstains. Sharon Salam?
No.
Salam, no. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Tanaka, yes. Elizabeth Van Gunten?
No.
Van Gunten, no. Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Willis, yes. So far, oh, let me go. Donna Grimes is still not here. Avelia Jones is not here. We have 10 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain.
Chair abstains.
All right, so the motion to amend passes. So,
I'm sorry, it was 11 yes, 6 no, yep. 3 abstentions.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Gotcha. So the motion to amend still passes. So now the amended motion becomes the main motion. And so the question is, do we amend the agenda to add Adriana's amendment under new business? No, I mean, not, does it go under new business, but are we adding it to the agenda? And the place where it would go would be under new business. So are there any objections to Adriana's motion to amend?
Yes.
As amended?
Yes.
Jan, abstentions.
I was going to say, are there other abstentions or objections, or do we have to go to a roll call vote?
Roll call vote.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Please define yes and no.
So yes means putting this item on the agenda under new business. No means not putting it on the agenda.
Teresa Allen?
Allen passes.
Allen passes. Okay. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Casanave, yes. James Dingman?
Yes.
Dingman, yes. Vanessa Dixon Griggs?
I think Dallas.
Yes.
Dixon Griggs, yes. Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Dodsworth, no. William Foster?
Yes.
Foster, yes. Jan Goodman?
Pass.
Goodman, pass. Sue Goodwin?
Yes.
Goodwin, yes. Heather Gray?
Abstain.
Gray abstains. Donna Grimes? Avelia Jones? Marianne Martinez?
No.
Martinez, no. James McFadden?
Yes.
McFadden, yes. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Milo Reeson?
Having a hard time hearing you, Nancy, but I am voting no.
Reeson, no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Rhodes, yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Sagerton, yes. Sharon Salam?
Yes.
Salam, yes. Aki Tanaka?
No.
Tanaka, no. Beth Van Gunten?
Yes.
Van Gunten, yes. Egberto Willis?
No.
Willis, no. Alan, you passed?
Alan says no.
Alan, no. Jan Goodman, you passed?
No.
Goodman, no. So far we have 10 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain.
Abstain.
All right, so that means the motion passes, which means we've put this on the agenda under new business. But we still have yet to pass the agenda, so are there any objections to passing the agenda as amended or approving the agenda as amended?
Madam Chair, Liliana?
I ask for objections. We're out of time. I'm sorry. Is this an objection, Adriana?
We need to add a motion about minutes. I'm sorry. I have a motion about the minutes to add to the agenda.
But we're out of time on this item. And so we're out of time on this item. We're voting. That's what we can do now because we have not had a motion to extend. And I don't see a motion on minutes anyway. So, so on we go. Are there any objections to the agenda as approving the agenda as amended? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. All right, that takes us to the next item on the agenda, which is approving minutes of open sessions. This is a 10-minute item, Darlene. At the time I put the agenda together, I had that we have minutes from March 2nd, May 4th, June 1st, June 15th, all in 2023, and then January 4th, 2024. And Nancy, I believe you said that you sent minutes for another meeting.
Yes.
Since I sent the agenda out, which meeting was that?
May 18th.
May 18th. Mm-hmm. Got it. Thank you. Okay.
I be recognized, Julie?
Go ahead, Dingman. I see hands.
I move to approve these minutes.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Teresa.
Madam Chair, this is
Yes, Myla.
May I abstain since I was not at any of these meetings?
Absolutely, positively. Well, you were at the January 4th, 2024 meeting.
Okay, so I'd like to abstain to all but that one.
Okay. Is there any other, now that this has been moved and approved, moved and seconded, is there any is there any discussion of the minutes? That's what I'm on discussing the minutes now. Oh. So, I've got hands. So, Teresa, is your hand up?
No, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Okay.
Dingman,
made the motion and I believe it was,
Teresa
who seconded it. So I see, Adriana and Fred's hands. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. I want to amend the motion. And I want to put there that, and I'm sending it to everybody just now. I send it. I don't know if anybody received it, but I already sent it. And the motion, my amended motion is that I move that we are the current secretary and the previous one to complete, submit for approval, correction, and post the missing 2022 and 2023 PMB meeting minutes. Also, these minutes will be sent to the previous and current directors for input and corrections. I understand that it's a push to complete and approve the minutes, and I agree absolutely with that. But we need to have the same thing with the 2022 PMB meetings that are missing. But a couple of hours ago, we were missing at least more than a dozen of minutes for 2022. We need to pass all of them. That's why that's my motion, and I send it to everybody.
Hang on one moment while I send it to the people who didn't already get it.
Sorry,
Hang on. I heard you. I sent it to
the PMB list. I'm asking why they are not in the PMB list because I sent it to the PMB list.
That's what I was just about to say. If you would have let me. Jeez.
Jeez.
Somehow it seems that Myla and Jan Goodman do not get them in a timely fashion. Also, you use the incorrect address for the secretary, so I've been forwarding your emails to the secretary as well. Okay. Adriana probably seeks a second. Now, wait a minute. There was already a motion on the floor, so... and the motion that was on the floor was approving the minutes that have been prepared and are before us this evening. So Adriana, your motion's just going to have to wait a little bit.
I'm sorry, but
appreciate what you're trying to do, but it's not an amendment to the motion.
Why not?
So
it's an amendment. What I'm trying to do is an amendment. Sure. We approve those minutes. I agree with that, but that is what I add.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Teresa, what's your question?
Do you want to rule as to whether this amendment is appropriate to the motion?
Or whether it's separate?
Okay, I'm sorry. I think the point is that I thought it was a separate motion because it says, I move that we urge the current secretary, you know, goes on. It doesn't read as a motion to amend. It doesn't say amend the previous motion to do blah, blah. That's why I assumed it was a separate motion because after all, current motion on the floor is very specific about approving the minutes of, and I could read the dates. I could read the dates if I didn't have to keep going back to my email instead of looking at the agenda. Approving the minutes of March 2nd, May 4th, May 18th, June 1st, June 15th, and January 4th, 2024. So that's the motion that's on the floor. I did not see that Adriana's motion, she didn't say it was a motion to amend.
I said this is a motion to amend. It was exactly what I said when I asked you to for the floor.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Okay, I didn't hear the motion to amend part. I'm sorry. I'm very, 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 very sorry. Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, do you want to rule this out of order as an amendment and state that it should be a separate motion? I'd like to hear your decision on that.
Hang on one second. I have to read it. So here's what I really actually think, that it doesn't matter whether it's a motion to amend or not, that in effect, it's a motion to say the secretary should do what the secretaries were elected to do. And I mean, we've talked about this before, that it's a little dilatory to pass a motion to say, do what you're supposed to do. Just think this, it's not well placed in the sense that I think that the secretary has been working really hard to try to get us caught up on the minutes and that this is taking our eye off the prize, which is we need to approve the minutes. So I'm going to say that this is not a motion to amend, that this is a distinct motion. Okay, so now we're back to the motion to approve the minutes of...
Madam Chair, may I? Because it's something, it's mischaracterized what I'm saying. I'm saying that we are pushing this actual secretary from everywhere, but we have from the year before that she wasn't the secretary. We have more than a dozen minutes that are not there. I'm not talking about this.
So, Adriana, thank you. I appreciate, excuse me, Adriana, I appreciate your point, but this meeting is not going to be the time and the place to deal with that because the previous secretary is not present in this meeting. we can find a way to do it, but the, you know.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I think the question is she appealing the decision of the chair? And if she is.
Let's vote.
Then let's vote.
Thank you. Are you appealing the decision, Adriana?
Yes, sure, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, did you say sure?
I said, yes, sure. I appeal your decision.
Okay.
Because right. I'm giving a solution.
We're on the ruling of the chair, which is that it's a separate motion, not an amendment. Okay, so do we need to take two people to speak for and against the chair's in favor of and opposed to the chair's ruling?
I will speak.
Or can we just go straight to a vote?
If you could do at least one person, one opinion apiece, that would be helpful.
One pro and one. Okay. Thank you, Vanessa. That's a good suggestion. Can I get one person to speak in favor of the chair's ruling and one person?
I will.
Was that?
I'd like to speak in favor of the chair.
I'm sorry, Egberto. I didn't quite catch what you said.
I said I'd like to speak in favor of the chair.
Okay. I'm going to pick Egberto because we don't often hear from him. Can I get someone to oppose the chair's ruling, to speak in opposition to the chair's ruling? Anyone?
You can do it, Madam Chair.
Okay, Adriana. Okay, so those are the two people. So we'll go Egberto first and then Adriana at 90 seconds each.
Madam Chair, I find that the meetings as we run it very disconcerting and repetitious. I think going forward, first of all, in your ruling here and subsequent rulings, I suggest once there is one disagreement, we immediately go to a vote to decide if we're going to take on the ruling of the chair or not. So therefore, we don't go back and forth. One time, if somebody disagrees, we go to a vote for the chair, it's done. That way we don't have a childish back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and get absolutely nothing accomplished. Thank you so kindly, and you're doing a good job.
Adriana.
Well, we have a really, really good problem with the minutes, and everybody is accusing the actual chair. You saw all the back and forth. When the reality is showing that we have more than a dozen minutes that are missing from the year before. And I'm like a director that wasn't there, was asking for that. I never received it. The only thing that I'm doing is solving it because it said when the minutes are done, they will be sent to the previous and current director for input and correction. It means that we can solve the problem of the foundation. In that motion was the solving of the problem. I'm not saying that we need to do it today. The motion was very clear to give the option to the current and previous secretaries to complete it and the way to resolve it. That's why was absolutely, make absolutely sense what the problem that we are having. Nobody wants to deal, everybody wants to attack our current secretary, but nobody wants to say that this is happening the year before is even worse. Okay? And that's why I put the motion there, because I think that we should solve it without blaming anybody, without giving any extra, you know, blame or extra time. We are saying we'll send to all the director, current, and they will be corrected. That's all. And solve the foundation. This is an obligation of the foundation to have the minutes there. And the same people that are against this are the same ones that are complaining because we don't
have a decision. Thank you, Adriana. Thank you, Adriana. Okay, so now we go to a vote, and this vote is a vote as to whether you wish to uphold the ruling of the chair or not. So yes means uphold the chair's ruling, no means no. Okay. Nancy?
Mr. Allen?
Yes, uphold the chair.
Allen, yes. Adriana Casanave?
No.
Casanave, no. James Dingman?
Yes, uphold the ruling of the chair, and obviously we want to get those past minutes completed and done.
Dingman, yes. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
No.
Dixon-Briggs, no. Fred Dodsworth? I'll come back to you. William Foster? Can't hear you. I'll come back to you. Jan Goodman?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Goodman, yes. Sue Goodwin? Can't hear you. I'll come back to you.
I'm sorry. I'll abstain.
Okay. Goodwin abstains. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Gray, yes. Donna Grimes? Abelia Jones? Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Martinez, yes. James McFadden?
Abstain.
McFadden abstains. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Pagano, yes. Myla Reason?
Reason votes yes to appoint of the chair. Who was Reason, speaking yes. while I? Someone Reason. Coughed. Were you able to hear me, Madam Secretary?
Reason, yes.
Yes. Rhodes. Thank you.
Rhodes. I'll come back to you, Juan. James Sagan.
Oh, did you call my name?
Yeah. How do you vote?
I didn't hear you.
Okay.
I vote no.
Rhodes, no. Thank you.
Correct.
Sagerton?
Yes.
Sagerton, yes. And Salam?
No.
Salam, no. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Tanaka, yes. Elizabeth Van Gunten?
No.
Bertha Willis?
Yes.
Willis, yes. Fred Dodsworth?
Yes, I affirm the motion that supports the chair.
Thank you. William Foster?
Yes.
Actually, yes. Thank you. James. 12 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. Parity with the vote.
Not.
You abstaining? Or you?
Yep.
Okay.
Chair, this is the timekeeper. We ran out of time just as this whole motion and voting procedure started. So we have no time after this.
Yeah, got it. Okay, so, but there is a motion on the floor, which is the motion to approve the minutes of March 2nd, May 4th, May 18th, June 1st, June 15th, and June 4th, 2024. Are there any objections to the motion to approve the minutes from those 6 meetings?
Unfortunately, I have to object. My name was misspelled. My name is Dodsworth, not Dodson, and I haven't seen the January meetings. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Only have been here a year.
Thank you, Fred. If Nancy makes the correction to the name spelling.
I still haven't seen the January minutes. We've been in meetings all the time.
They were sent in a separate email, like right before
this afternoon.
Yeah, I haven't seen them. If we could break it up into the first five, I'd be happy to support it.
Okay, so that's a...
Yeah, I move to break it up into the first five of 2023 and do a separate vote for 2024 so I could actually look at the minutes.
Okay. That's a motion to divide. So, okay, so let me start over again and say, are there any objections to approving the minutes of March 2nd, May 4th, May 18th, June 1st, and June 15th?
Again, Madam Chair, I'd like to abstain.
That's fair. Any other objections or abstentions?
Beth's hand is up.
But I'm only recognizing you know if you're going to abstain or object.
Yes, I am going to abstain. I haven't had a chance to read them.
Okay, so we have, what we're going to do is we're going to call these minutes for those first five meetings approved with two abstentions.
It put me like an abstention, Madam Chair. Adriana, three abstentions then.
Three abstentions, we can do that. All right. So now I'm going to go on because we divided the motion. So now we're looking at approving the minutes of January 4th. Are there any objections to approving the motion, I mean, the minutes of January 4th, 2024? Hearing no objections, we'll consider those minutes
approved. Excuse me. Shall I wait to be called on or shall I just shout it out? My hand is up. What do you want?
I abstain. Okay. Well, until a second ago, your hand was not actually up. I'm not looking at a stack anyway because we're not having discussion. I asked, were there any objections? And no one said anything. The typical pattern for a whole year, excuse me, Adriana, you have not been recognized. For a whole year, longer than that even, I have consistently asked the question, are there any objections, and then paused, waiting to hear if someone said whether there was an objection or not. And you have never had to be recognized to register an objection up until this point. I don't know what makes you think that now. So I'm very sorry, but I wasn't calling on you because I've never called on anyone for the purpose of recognizing an objection, and I'm not going to start now. Okay, so having cleared that point, Beth would like to object.
Personal privilege. My
Beth
hand
would
is
like
up.
To object. So we're there's okay. What
not
a point
true.
Of personal. Excuse me. What a point of personal privilege is for? It's for things like. Would somebody shut the door because there's too much noise going on outside and I can't hear in the room? Another point of personal privilege would be something like...
Or being talked down to consistently and discounted.
Yes.
That's a reason for a point of personal privilege. That's my reason for a point of personal privilege. It's inappropriate for a chair to be talking down to not just myself, but others. The attitude of sarcasm, it's really inappropriate, and I object to that. And
well,
I didn't object to the minutes. I abstained.
Well, I asked if anyone objected, and you said nothing until you said, my hand is up, my hand is up. So you can
because
say,
every time
I
speak
abstain.
Without being called on, You scold me.
Okay. Hold on right here, right now. We're done having this conversation, Beth. And the reason we're done having this conversation is because consistently I have paused to give people the opportunity to object. And you could say, I would like to abstain. You didn't say that. I do not understand. I cannot explain why
reprimand,
suddenly
given that
your
me
hand
speaking,
would
so
have
I
to be up to do that.
Point
okay, we're done, Beth. Beth, we're done.
The moment that I
so
have
there,
you
said
point
that
we are.
Chair, point of order.
I'm sorry. Point hang on 1 second. I am going to mute everyone if we don't stop with this right now. Here's the point. I asked if there were any objections. I now know that there is one abstention. Are there any objections?
May
two
I talk
abstentions.
Or you need to recognize me.
No.
Because
I'm sorry.
Object.
Madam Chair, may I abstain?
Hang on. Stop, everyone. I have two abstentions and one objection to the minutes of approving the minutes of January 4th. Are we going to go to a roll call vote on the January 4th, or have I captured everyone there?
We got two objections.
We have an abstention.
No, we have two abstentions and one objection. And Adriana, please do not interrupt. I did not recognize you. I am trying to speak to Nancy. We have two abstentions and one objection.
Okay. We got
that is the sum total of people who have spoken up. At this point.
Oh,
okay. So.
I'm an attention. It's a point of information because I want to abstain. I want to know in which category you put me. Thank you.
I put you in the objection category.
No, that's why I said, I don't know what it is, but this abstention.
I'm sorry. I heard that you objected, not that you abstained. Okay. So I misheard. I'm very sorry. There are three abstentions and no objections.
Reason, Van Gunten, and Kasanev?
Yes.
Okay. And Dodds.
And Dodds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been able to read the January 4th because we've been in this nightmare the whole time.
Either.
Okay, stop, people. Four abstentions. People also recognize that you can always come back later and say, I would like there to be corrections made to the meetings, the minutes. So,
Chair, I'm sorry. I couldn't get off of mute, unmute. I abstain as well. I'm sorry.
I got it.
Five abstentions. Thank you.
Julie, if you counted me as an abstention, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time tracking all of this. I am not abstaining from the January minutes.
Thank you. That, yes.
What?
Myla abstained to the earlier minutes that, you know, for me that she wasn't present for, but she wasn't, I counted correctly previously when I said there were three, but Myla wasn't one of the three. It was Beth, Fred, and Adriana. And now.
Six and Briggs.
Also Vanessa has abstained.
Point of order.
Okay. So we are now on to, we've completed this item. We are on to committee reports.
Point of which order. Point of order.
Yes, Beth, what is the point of order? What rule is being broken?
My understanding is that directors may be able to correct minutes in the future, but those of us who will not be returning to the PNB, this is our last chance. So we don't have that chance. And I just wanted to correct the record, lest anybody be misled.
That was the reason of my motion.
Excuse me, Adriana. You were not recognized.
What? Is she talking to me?
Yes, you do not have the floor, and you were unmuted and speaking.
Sorry, it wasn't my intention. I'm talking to other people. I'm sorry.
Okay. Apology accepted. Okay, so we are on
point,
to
point of information, Chair.
Yeah.
I'm ready to start time over again, but is it possible all the hands that have been staying up for a while could come down? And also, let Goodwin know she's been unmuted for quite a while now.
Yeah, thank you. Sue, can you mute? Thank you. Okay. What we're doing now is we're on to committee reports, which is a 20-minute item. And because Jim Dingaman sent a motion from the Strategic Planning Committee. Jim, I will let you take the floor here.
All right. Thank you, Julie. I first want to thank Lyndon Foley, Chris Corey, and Alex Steinberg for the work they did. This was a motion that was passed and adopted, and we basically remodeled it in the Strategic Planning Committee a week or two ago. I want to thank Alex for the work he did. Now, what this is a advisory council to the whole board, and I'll read the motion that was adopted at the meeting. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation needs to reverse its loss of members and listeners and needs to begin to realize its potential as a major media organization providing a radical alternative both to the mainstream media and to the right-wing media. And whereas, in order to meet that goal, the Pacifica Foundation can profit from the input of an advisory council whose members may have expertise in and can advise the Pacifica Foundation on all matters relating to the conduct of the Pacifica Network, including financial matters, the exploitation of the latest broadcasting and media technology, the creation and maintenance of quality programming, the expansion of our membership base and compliance with the Pacifica mission. Be it resolved that a National Pacifica Advisory Council be established, composed of individuals who may assist the Pacifica Foundation in one or more of those areas and who can help provide a public face to the Pacifica Foundation. The National Pacifica Advisory Council shall have no fiduciary powers or responsibilities, but will contribute its advice and recommendations to the Pacifica National Board. Nominations to the National Pacific Advisory Council may be provided by any PNB director and any manager or program director. Membership on the NPAC shall be determined by the executive director of the Pacifica Foundation. That's a very different sentence there. So here's the motion in italicized. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation can profit from the input of former members of Pacifica governance, former members of Pacifica staff, and former members of Pacifica management, as well as members of the general public who can assist in advising the PNB on such issues as complying with the Pacifica mission, meeting our goals in terms of our reach to listeners. Well, this is the one that was revised. And expanding the Pacifica network to the point where it can rival the major media providers to provide an alternative and radical point of view of politics and culture. Be it resolved that the SPC of the PNB recommends to the PNB that it authorize the creation of a National Pacifica Advisory Council. This body shall have no fiduciary powers or responsibilities, but will contribute its advice and recommendations to the PNB as to the direction of Pacifica. The PNB may, at its discretion, ask the MPAC to make recommendations on a specific project. The members of the MPAC shall be nominated twice a year, once in February and once in September, by members of the PNB. And the PNB will vote on each nominee whether to accept that person as a member of the MPAC. No more than 12 people may be added to the MPAC at any time. There shall be a limit of 25 people as members of the PNB, but they can be, excuse me, members of, there should be a limit of 25 people as members of the NPAC, but that can be revised in a future amendment to this policy. The NPAC shall meet at least twice a year, but may meet more often. It may elect officers to conduct the meetings and should keep minutes of all its sessions. The NPAC shall report back to the PNB on a regular basis with its recommendations. Now, let me just make a 1 minute comment about this. This was revised. So people in the past were objecting to it because the issue was raised that, you know, be a way for different past people in governance to perpetuate themselves into the present. The key here is that the executive director determines the recommendations of the PNB members and the managers and program directors. And what it does give the PNB and the ED is the ability to basically get a lot of, you know, prestigious names lined up. Now, in the past, people wanted to have Noam Chomsky. I mean, people of that stature, you know, to help us in all sorts of different ways, including, by the way, fundraising. So this is a revision of a motion that was passed by the board. And I ask that this motion be adopted as a replacement to the motion that was previously in gear. And this is a revision of this motion. Thank you.
Thanks. And I want to be clear for everyone who's looking at the agenda. The replacement motion is the one that's in regular font, and the old motion is the one that's in the italics for your right. reference.
Right.
I just want to make sure everybody's clear on that, okay?
Sorry, point of personal privilege. I've tried to communicate with Teresa without bringing it to the floor, but I'd really appreciate it if Teresa would stay muted while others are speaking.
Thank you, Teresa. I see your hand, Sagerton. Go ahead. You're muted if you're speaking, Jim. Maybe I'll go on to Jan Goodman and then come back to Sagerton. Go ahead, Jan Goodman.
So I have a question. What, how does one get rid of people on this board if one decides one wants to add people after 25 people or to make it a smaller board? So that's a question for the people and or for whoever it is that's proposing this, Jim, I guess. And also, why not have, if this is something that is supposed to help the executive director, why not just let the executive director pick whoever he or she wants whenever they want some advice?
I'll answer that question.
Yeah, go on, Julie.
Yeah. So the point is, it does allow, that's the new motion has the executive director doing that. I think, Jan, picking up on points that were in the original motion that was passed back in 2022 that had 25 people, et cetera. That's not part of that number isn't part of the current motion, and it's the executive, anyone can nominate, but it's the executive director who decides whether people should be on it or not. So presumably it's the executive director who, you know, would decide not to put someone on there in the first place, for example.
So I just heard somebody Jim read the number 25 people. So it's still, I've only heard it. I've never seen this motion elsewhere, so I just heard the number 25, and it mentions nothing about how long their terms are. It mentions nothing about how to get rid of them, I'm not objecting to some earlier version. I'm objecting to what I'm hearing now. And what I'm also saying is that if the executive director wants advisors, and I understand that they're being picked they're being picked from the people who are nominating, but it doesn't necessarily, I didn't hear that she can just pick people that she wants without nominations from the PNB. And I also, part of that question is, why can't she just have people that she picks, not nominated by the PNB, not nominated by us, just she picks people, and she doesn't even have to have a council. If she wants to have a council, she can, but just let her pick whoever she wants to go to for advice and get advice. If she wants a public council, let her make it whatever size and put whoever she wants on it and not have to go through the PNB nominating people and so forth. So those are my questions and thoughts.
Jim, would you like to answer?
Since I see Stephanie, I just saw her a second ago. I would like her thoughts on this also before I vote. And in her reactions to the questions that I asked.
All right.
Yeah. Well, first I'll let Jim take a crack at answering.
Yeah. First of all, the italicized part of it, which was the previous motion that was passed, hasn't been implemented precisely for some of the reasons you raised, Jen. And in there, you'll see the last sentence of this new motion is, nominations to the NPAC may be provided by any PMB director or any manager or program director. Membership on it shall be determined by the executive director of the Pacific Island Foundation. So, you know, obviously, if Stephanie comes up with names, you know, I don't see anybody objecting to that because it's her, it's a task force, that, a group of people that can help this foundation in all the wider issues we're talking about. Frankly, something like this should have been done 30 years ago. But in any event, I hope that clarifies it because it's up. And this was passed, I should add. The italicized part of this, read that, that was passed in January 2022. It's never been implemented for some of the reasons you raised.
And how do people get removed? And
it's
what is their
pretty
term?
Clear there. The membership on it shall be determined by the ED of the Pacifica Foundation. In other words, the ED has the power to, you know, get rid of them or not. That's clear.
Heather? Oh, I'm sorry. Jan asked if Stephanie would like to weigh in. Stephanie?
Yeah, I'm sort of understanding this to be that it is a group of individuals that would be able to provide any sort of advice or direction to the PNB that may not be, you know, voted in PNB members. Because it's true, if there's information that I need, there are a core group of people that have sat on boards with me or that I've worked with in the past that hold various positions in various businesses across the country, that I've always called on if I, you know, want some advice or a sounding board or questions. So that will continue to be my case, just as everybody has some professional relationships of people that they count on or their mentors. So this would be a non-voting committee that could provide guidance to the PNB if there are issues that guidance is needed for.
Heather, you're next.
Yeah, thanks, Julie. I'm going to step back here for just a moment. I want to take this opportunity to thank Nancy Sorden. I mean, here we were talking about all these minutes, but Nancy, thank you so much for your great work on the development of all these minutes. It's so appreciated. That's what I wanted to say, Julie. Thank you.
Oh. Fred, you're up.
Yes. When this last thing was passed, I wasn't on the board and, frankly, at that stage of the game, I don't think Stephanie was under contract anymore. Her contract was fairly short. One of the big objections I have to the PNB is its tendency to micromanage and its tendency to puff itself up and its tendency to try to pull strings, that are often pulling strings in opposite directions by opposite parties. And I, frankly, while I thank Jim for the hard work he's done. I think that Stephanie is quite capable of pulling together her own team. And I can assure you from my experience on this board, folks here aren't very shy about expressing their opinions. So I don't think that there will be any dearth of expertise offered. So I'm against putting yet another committee up or advisory committee with or without, you know, epaulettes and medals. I think this is redundant and unnecessary. We are elected as directors to make these kind of decisions, to make these kind of motions. But I'm really excited about the fact that we actually now have an executive director under contract. And I expect that executive director under contract to come up with some plans to rescue this damn thing. Because it needs some help, and I think it really needs one hand on the tiller, not 25 or 50. And so I appreciate Jim's work, I'm going to vote against this.
Milo?
May I respond?
Okay. I've got a launch stack.
Okay, go on.
Milo?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with the previous speakers. I don't think we need another committee. And I'm wondering if there's anything at all that would preclude Stephanie from finding advisors or people suggesting certain advisors without passing this motion, whether we really need to pass this motion in order for Stephanie to find her own advisors or seek advice so that she may find people to help with various things. That's my question. If it was totally unclear, I apologize.
And
I think this is unnecessary.
Who were you posing your question to?
Really to Stephanie, is there, or to Jim, is there anything that would preclude Stephanie from seeking advisors if we don't pass
Stephanie.
It?
Not that I'm aware of. I honestly will not be, this sounds odd, but I wouldn't be told by somebody to tell me that I can't reach out to people, you know, for example, that sat on a board of directors of an organization I might have worked with 10 years ago that I'm still in contact with. Or heads of certain foundations that I'm still in contact with. Those are people that I have talked to and reached out to and gotten advice from for decades, just as I give advice to individuals that may be up and coming in the field. So there isn't anything that would stop me from talking to people like that, nor would I listen to, sorry, anybody telling me that I can't talk to people that I've had a professional relationship with for decades. So, you know, I think ultimately down the road, there's other groups that I've worked with and groups that I volunteer with that, you know, for example, and I've said this to people, they've talked about this motion in the past, is a group that I've worked with that we raised money for clinical trials for various medical things. So we had on our board, or we had a board of directors. We also had a medical advisory board and we had a scientific advisory board. And those were physicians, and I still do volunteer work for this group, but those are physicians and researchers that are experts in the field of the medicine which they are raising money for clinical trials. And the purpose of that is that it does add some clout on the letterhead when we're sending it out, and we have a medical advisory board and a scientific advisory board because, as I said, they are leaders in that field. One of the responsibilities just for that group, for example, is that each of those advisors is responsible to raise funds or to give or get anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000 a year. And when this organization also has a annual medical conference every year, which they do, that's the pool of individuals that come and speak and lead the workshops. So, you know, there's a lot of boards that have they can call them trustees. They may call them advisors. And it really is just adding a bit of clout to the letterhead. And it also is providing us access into organizations or businesses or expertise that we may not have necessarily on our board, or we need, you know, an in into the entertainment industry, or we need an in into the banking world, or an in to, you know, medical or environmental, whatever it may be. So it is is it a sense of an advisory board that is actually providing advice to the board of directors, or is it an advisory board that is serving more as trustees that are serving in that capacity to help link us to other people within the industries or the areas that we need help with?
Beth, you're next.
Thank you. Am I unmuted?
Yes.
So while I recognize the usefulness of such advisory bodies in other nonprofits, I have reservations about this proposal for all the reasons others have listed, and because this being Pacifica, it's likely to be susceptible to capture by Pacifica insiders and or factional political numbers. And this is, I'm a member of the, I've been elected for the last 3 years to the Strategic Planning Committee, so I'm very familiar with this motion. I'm not saying anything here that I haven't said there. So thank you.
Teresa?
I thank Jim Dingman and the Strategic Planning for all of their hard work, but I agree with several other speakers, including Beth, and I think it's just a little problematic it coming up just before the new board is seated. I think the new board should maybe consider that, but I think to plunk this down in front of the new board and say, well,
this is what you're going to do. I think that's, it's not really their idea. And I don't know whether they would have a focus for it. It's really kind of someone else's idea. I think maybe we should give the new board license to be collaborative in figuring out how they can work as a board and what they need. So I would say no to this motion.
McFadden.
Start my clock. First, let me just say, I think members of the board, respectfully, you're not getting it. What is the thing we need the most of? We need to raise money. And this NPAC is going to be an end to a lot of people that we don't have contact with. That's the whole point of this. They have, it says right there, no fiduciary powers, no responsibilities. They're just kind of, it's kind of like a group that are going to get us contacts to people who might be able to make big donations to Pacifica and help us out of this financial hole. You know, we don't know all these people, but there are other people that we might know that might know somebody else that can get into those, and giving them some kind of a position on a committee that gives them something they can write behind their names when they ask their people that they know to make a donation or to help us out. You know, that's what this is about. They're not there to advise the ED. The ED can get all the advice, as she said multiple times. They're there to provide this kind of end to the PNB to say, hey, PNB, go here, go there, go find this money, you know, and help out those guys. It's really for us, and it's for the context that we don't have. And that's, you know, we might know somebody who knows somebody. That's what this is about. Please, please vote for this.
Darlene.
Actually, James just touched on something that I think is a contradiction, and we should get it sorted out. When Jim Dingman was presenting this, it was talked about all the benefit to the ED, and yet the sentence before that last bit is that this board is to contribute its advice and recommendations to the Pacifica National Board. And it also doesn't say what that mechanism is. Will we be called to meetings? Do we give time on each agenda to recommendations and such? I absolutely see the value of an honorary gathering of people that can help us or get us, be the bridge to other people that we need to get to. Absolutely. But and I appreciate the upgrading of this of this motion to the motion that did pass and is sitting on our books, which basically was a roadmap for previous Pacifica directors or faction leaders to have a say in Pacifica's doings. But I'm asking to have that sort of clarified as to who this board, committee is for, if it were not in fact Stephanie's pool of contact gathering folks. I may not have said that exactly right, but you know, people who could give us other people. So Jim, that's a question to you. Thank you.
Jim, before you answer, let me, are you keeping track of the questions that have been put to you? Cause
yeah, I have.
Good. So I'm going to keep calling on people and then I'll give Jim a chance to answer questions. Jan Goodman's next.
You're muted, Jen.
Thank you for reminding me I was muted. So I see this committee as a very good way to suck up a lot of time of PNB members, because we can sit around and decide who should be on it, and we can, you know, this one or that one or the other one. We can spend a lot of time, you know, thinking about that and voting on them. And then we can spend a lot of time listening to them too. And so I think it's a great way to use up our time, because we got nothing else to do if that's what our situation is. And I also think that, just as Stephanie has people that she can look to advise her, hopefully most of the PNB members have people that they can look to for advice and so forth, and don't necessarily need, like a whole bunch of people giving them advice. I just see this as one more committee that's going to take up a lot of time. And I do see the worth of having, you know, a great
time
panel of people, but I don't see this as being it. Advisory council, like Stephanie was talking about on our letterhead, but I don't see this as being that. Thank you.
Nancy.
Yes. So speaking as a member of the strategic planning committee that helped to pass this motion in strategic planning. It's not it wouldn't take up the time of the Pacifica board members, because individual board members can nominate people. They're not voted on by the board. So the only thing that they would, that would take up their time would be maybe receiving input from the advisory board, and getting reports from what, you know, any work that they've been doing. And as it was pointed out, there's already a motion in place right now that the current board can misuse, as people have described. And if you replace that with this one, it reduces that. And it's the point of it. One of the main points of it is to have clout in fundraising, and also to the other is to get advice from experts in various areas that our foundation is in need of expertise in. And because it's not on the board, this expertise is not on the board. And so it's, the idea is to get the experts on this advisory board, and they don't have any voting power.
Fred, and then myself, and then we'll move on. Go ahead, Fred. You're muted, Fred.
I move that we tabled this for 1 month.
Yeah, hold, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
It's a motion, dude.
I haven't even responded to the comments.
I second the motion.
Yeah. Hang on. Just hang on. He moved, but I am next on the stack. And the point I'm going to make is, whether you like the idea of this or not, the point is that I think this new version, which would supplant, get rid of the previous version, it's vastly better. And so that's the sense in which you should vote for this one, because then it really, whether or not we need this is really, people can nominate, but it's really up to Stephanie then to pull this together or not. We've got problems. We need to deal with our problems. This may or may not be, you know, the primary way to help us out of this thicket that we're in. But I think the key thing that I don't want people to lose sight of is we have a motion on the books that if we put in place would be
vastly worse in terms of, you know, sucking up our time than this current motion is. So I just want people to realize that. And yes, I let a whole bunch of people ask questions. And so I feel obligated to let Jim quickly respond to them.
Point of information.
Yes, Dodsworth.
I haven't killed this. I've just suggested we put it off for a month. We can return to this issue in 1 month. And we have, it was moved and seconded.
I didn't hear the second.
Myla seconded it.
Oh, geez. This is...
Okay, so I'm going to recognize Dingaman to answer the questions.
All right.
Briefly.
First of all, I'm going to talk out now to the listeners who are listening to us, our very loyal 30,000 listener subscribers who in 2004 were 100,000, now there's only 30,000. We're talking about trying to get advice beyond the factions, beyond the, you know, the parochialism of all the stations, of all the different people who are here, who can help us elevate to a different level what we're trying to do to renovate and create a new Pacifica that's relevant to the 21st century. Now, for example, I stumbled across a guy at Harvard who is a journalism professor who was raising $100 million because he wanted to get financing for local public radio to meet the needs that print production, which we all know has collapsed in the past 40 years. He wanted local public radio to meet that need. Now, where can someone like that come who's raising $100 million? Where can we bring him in? I can certainly, you know, have him talk to Stephanie, but having the synergy of a lot of people like that giving us advice is something to our benefit. I stumbled across a professor at UC Santa Barbara. As I've mentioned before, I come from a Cuban and Spanish background. I find it embarrassing that our Spanish language programming does not seem to get a resonance with the vast numbers of Americans who are Hispanic. Okay, that's an objective fact. So here's someone at UC Santa Barbara who did her dissertation on this subject, who is an expert on Spanish radio. Where do we bring someone like that into the mix? The whole point of this, and this has been, this other motion has been active for, what, a year or 2 years? And I have not, and others haven't pushed to do it because of the limitations in that motion. And of course, nobody is recommending that, Stephanie, of course, can choose her own advisors. But there's all these other factors going on that Pacifica is behind the eight ball on, which is obvious to us all. In the 20th century, we were technologically cutting edge. In the 21st century, we are way behind. So an advisory council that has people from different backgrounds can give us advice and create synergies and name recognition that can have a practical effect in helping our fundraising, which I think all of us agree upon is something to benefit from. So I ask the members to, you know, keep that in mind, because postponing this is an amendment of something that was done so it could be implemented to help facilitate the turnaround of the foundation and not have it be a roadblock to progress, but actually be a force multiplier for that purpose. I hear all the comments that people make. I appreciate them. However, that's the intent of this work, to rise us and take us into a new level. The 21st century, frankly, is where we should be. We should be cutting edge in the 21st century, and part of this can be accomplished by a diverse and intelligent and brilliant advisory board or advisory council to the foundation.
All right. So there's a motion on the floor to, although Fred used the word table, which is incorrect.
Please correct me.
it would be to postpone this motion, and I believe you said for 1 month?
Yes.
So that would be to a meeting,
in late February.
Okay, so that motion was apparently seconded. I didn't hear it, but so we'll deal with the motion to postpone.
I did second it, Julie. This is Myla.
I still didn't hear it when you did it. So what we're going to do is we're going to, I'm going to see if there are any objections to the motion to postpone for 1 month.
I object.
Thank you, Jim. I think this is probably worth, taking a roll call vote on, Nancy. So a vote yes is to postpone for a month, and a vote no is to deal with it now. You're muted, Nancy.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes to postpone.
Allen votes yes. Adriana Casanay? Adriana, you are muted. I will come back to you. James Dingman?
No.
No, right? Dingman, no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs? Vanessa, you are muted. I'll come back to you.
No.
No. Dixon Briggs, no. Fred Dodsworth?
Yes, please.
Dodsworth, yes. William Foster?
No.
Foster, no. Jan Goodman?
Yes, I'd like more time to think about it. Yes.
Okay. Sue Goodwin. She muted. Sue Goodwin. And she's still on the call. I don't see her on the call. Heather Gray.
No.
Gray votes no. Donna Grimes, Avelia Jones, Marianne Martinez.
No.
Martinez votes no. James McFadden.
No.
Darlene Pagano.
Pass.
Pagano passes. Myla Reeson.
I'll pass.
Reeson passes. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Rhodes votes no. James Sagerton.
No.
Sagerton votes no. Sloan Salam.
Postpone.
Salam votes no. Aki Tanaka.
I'll pass.
Tanaka passes. Van Gunten.
Abstain.
Van Gunten abstains. Egberto Willis.
Abstain.
Abstains. Adriana Casanave. Can't hear you, Adriana. Sue Goodwin? Don't see you on here.
Could we just check Sharon Salam's vote? Sharon, how did you vote?
Postpone.
Yes to postpone or no to deal with it this evening?
Yeah, I want to postpone it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you said no. Thank you. Avelia Jones is not here yet. Okay. Darlene, you passed. Darlene Pagano, you passed. How do you vote?
I need to pass one more time. I'm still reading.
Okay.
Call me last, I guess.
Myla Reason?
I will say yes to postpone.
Reason vote yes. Aki Tanaka?
Yes to postpone.
Tanaka votes yes.
Maybe you could give us the count of votes while we're waiting for Darlene.
Okay. And a point of personal privilege, please mute your devices if you're not speaking.
Okay, so without Darlene, we have 6 yes, 8 no, and 2 abstentions.
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege, is that correct that a yes means yes. to yes. postpone and a no means to deal with it and perhaps pass it tonight?
Correct.
Thank you.
I voted yes.
You vote to...
I'm sorry, I vote no. I was muted and I don't know what I did, but I vote no.
Okay, thank you. Kasane, no.
So that changes the total there?
That changes it.
Okay.
Right.
Darlene, are you prepared to vote?
I'm going to have to abstain.
Okay. Pagano abstains. So 6 yes, 9 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote no.
Okay. Chair votes okay. no.
So the motion to postpone fails. And so we will, go to a, well, first I will see, are there any objections to the motion to amend?
Yes. Jan Goodman.
Okay. I think we'll go to a roll call vote then.
Point of information.
So now a vote yes is a vote for the substitute motion passed by the SPC. And a vote no leaves the old motion, the one in italics on the, you know, as the, operating motion.
Jan Goodman, may I make a motion to
point of order?
I would like to reconsider the previously passed motion that created this committee that nobody wants.
No, we're voting on the strategic planning committee motion. You can later say something. You have to wait and see what happens to the outcome of this. I don't think it's in order to try to amend the strategic planning committee's motion. And I heard an objection. So Nancy, can you do a roll call vote on the strategic planning committee's substitute motion?
Point of order.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the rule being broken?
We're actually voting on a real motion. The other motion was passed, wasn't it? So we're really voting on a motion. We're not voting on a substitute motion, or did I miss something?
Well, okay. So here's the sense in which this one supplants the other one. You can't have both of those motions in operation at the same time, right? So basically what this motion does is you have to think of this as a motion to rescind the previous motion and replace it with this language.
Okay. But it's just a motion. There's not like, we're not going to have a vote after this. That's
no, no, no. This is the motion that we're voting. Now we are now voting on the motion. And so a vote yes means you got want it. The new one.
Got it.
A vote no means keep the old one. Okay. Go ahead, Nancy.
Second. All right. Teresa Allen.
I say no.
Allen votes no. Adriana Casanave. You're muted. I'll come back to you. James Dingman?
Yes.
Dingman votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Dixon Briggs votes yes. Fred Dodsworth?
Yes.
Dodsworth passes. William Foster?
Yes.
Foster votes yes. Jan Goodman?
A pass.
Goodman passes. Sue Goodwin? Okay. Come back to you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Gray votes yes. Donna Grimes, not here. Avelia Jones, not here yet. Marianne Martinez?
I apologize. I still am not too clear as to what we're voting on.
Can
you explain that just one more time?
Voting yes means you prefer the Strategic Planning Committee's more recent version. Voting no means you like the italics version better.
And the more recent version says what?
Says that the ED, any director can nominate people and the ED decides who gets to be on the committee.
Okay.
If anyone.
Point of information. What if you don't want either?
So I just posted it in the chat, but we're in the middle of a vote.
Yeah, I will say,
can't have, you can't have neither. If you vote no, you get the old one. You keep the old one. If you vote yes, you get the new one. You cannot vote to get rid of both of them. You have to have one or the other.
Okay, I vote no.
No to keep the old one. Okay, right. So Martinez votes no. James McFadden.
Yes.
McFadden votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Pagano votes yes. Myla Reeson.
Abstain.
Reeson abstains. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Rhodes votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Sagerton votes yes. Sharon Salam.
Pass.
Salam passes. Aki Tanaka.
Abstain.
Tanaka abstains. Elizabeth Van Gunten.
No.
Van Gunten votes no. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Willis votes yes. Adriana Casanave. Adriana, you're muted. Can you hear me? Let's see, Sue. Okay. Fred Dodsworth, you passed.
Abstain.
Dodsworth abstains. Jan Goodman, you passed.
Yes.
Goodman votes yes. Sharon Salam, you passed?
No.
Salam votes no. Adriana Casanave, are you unmuted yet?
It's American.
Okay. Let's see. So far we have 10 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Vote yes.
Chair votes yes.
Point of information, what was that again? The chair, vote?
Chair votes yes.
No, the whole vote.
Oh, the whole vote now is 11 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions.
Thank you.
Right. That takes us to, okay. It's already 10:30 and we were supposed to go into executive session at the time certain of 9:45 because none of that stuff was supposed to take that long.
May I move that we go into an executive session?
So what we would be skipping is the executive director Q&A. So.
I second.
Nancy for the stack, please.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I got a motion, from the personnel committee, 2 motions from the personnel committee, which I updated the agenda with, and they are number 4B.
Nancy, may I interject?
Go ahead.
I turned those in, but if you look at the heading, it was for consideration for the January 25th meeting.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. They're really, they're recommendations from the personnel committee to the 2024 PMB.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for raising that question. We have a motion to, adjourn to or move into executive session that's been seconded. Are there any objections to that motion?
Second.
Was that an objection or a second?
Second.
You're seconding it.
Okay. It had already been seconded, though, I think. Thank you. Any objections? Hearing none at 10:31 p.m. Eastern Time, we will move into closed session.